I have another question from someone who wrote in on Facebook. This is Tommy. I'm going to read his question as he wrote it. And Evie, you're the first to answer. What is your strategy for building, maintaining, and sustaining meaningful consultation with the local tribal government and to ensure the city assembly will have respectful dialogue with tribal citizens and the impacts of raised utilities, affordable housing, and jobs, some of the things we've been talking about, government-to-government relations with Sika tribe and tribal citizens? How will you ensure that's good?
I know there's certain amount of meetings that take place that are scheduled already. I wish there wasn't the divisiveness to begin with that seems to be there, but I would invite and hope that, you know, we have more people from the tribe participating in both governments, so that they're, you know, everybody's, you know, it's an open field where you can run for office, no matter what your culture is. Dancing around this, trying to be politically correct and not say anything that would hurt anybody, I'm open to however that would happen. I want that part, you know, this was their land and we absconded with a lot of it, you know, and, you know, the people that came in after them. And I would want that to be honored, that they were here first and they have rights and we need to honor those rights.
And Kevin?
Well, you know, it's a lot about having an open dialogue. And it's not just about one body going to the other. I think for myself, a lot of the onus comes back on, you know, going to tribal meetings and going to, you know, other events that, you know, people find important to them and to us as a community, really. I've found quite a bit of learning and joy and just richness in participating in some of those events and meetings and dialogue, really. And just, you know, like having that two-way street open.
Aaron Bean?
Thanks for the question, Tom. I'm trying to read it myself here. It's kind of a long one.
Yeah, the question being, what is your strategy for maintaining meaningful consultation with local tribal government and communication with tribal citizens? You know, 20% of Sika's population is Alaskan Native.
Oh,
so it's, yes.
Really?
Yes.
Being half Tlingit myself, I think I was aware of that. Shakwani Akhduasak.
So
anyhow, thank you for the question, Tom. And I think that the city does meet with the tribe a few times a year, once at ANS and once with ANS, once with AMB, and perhaps even again with the tribe. Obviously, I would maintain that dialogue. Perhaps I'm more approachable because of my Tlingit background, although, you know, I couldn't say what would happen if I were elected, if I'd be treated any differently than I already am at Sika tribe. But things will continue to be positive. I know that I don't get a lot of negative feedback from the Tlingit community that I speak with, Tom included, I mean, but just, you know, rest assured knowing that there is a voice there in Bend now, if it needs to be there, and there's one here, if people feel more comfortable communicating with me. Being Tlingit, you know, I'm open to that. But one thing is clear, that we all live in the city together, and that you know, we're all going through the same hardships. You know, if those are happening, I think people are sharing the same problems. So, again, maintain just positive, the positive atmosphere, positive dialogue, and open dialogue.
Alexander.
Yeah. The people of our tribe are really the people of this land, and they have been for thousands of years before first contact. And it's because of this incredible resource that we have out here in Sika Sound. I mean, this is a fantastic spot, and that's why we have the fishing fleet here that we do. There's a lot of wisdom there. There's a lot of guidance from the people who have been here and done it sustainably for a very, very long time. and incorporating their voice as much as we can is obviously only going to benefit us. Just a suggestion, the Assembly now has liaisons for all the different committees, commissions in town. Why not have a full-time Assembly commission to the tribe, or have possibly a full-time liaison from the tribe at the city? I think the more communication, the better, rather than just a few meetings a year. I think making that a regular part of our process would be a good thing.
And Aaron Swanson, same question.
Okay, I'm going to touch a little bit on what Alexander said. There is actually a tribal liaison on the City Assembly.
Well, I'm glad about that.
I was the tribal liaison the first 2 years I was on there. That was one part that I miss about your previous general manager, Lawrence Spotted Bird. He would come to almost every Assembly meeting and give a report. I think the same thing needs to be done at the Assembly level, where the Assembly liaison needs to go to Tribal Council every month and also give a report. I know that we have one regular scheduled meeting, government-to-government meeting a year. It should probably be more than one a year, maybe two or three. That's how I think that the relationship between the two governments could improve.
Thank you so much, Aaron Swanson.